Okay, we're back here. Loser Son of the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 53, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Loser Son of the Derek Shapiro Show. Cedric the Entertainer still up on this episode, of course, 53. And on this next segment, of course, Neil Anderson, the head of the AIDS Walk, was supposed to be on here. Of course, it's Labor Day weekend, of course. He's busy a little bit, trying to drag him from his Labor Day festivities. So we found some other audio from courtesy of Fox Providence, of course, to help us out with the AIDS Walk, telling the story of this. This is the 25th anniversary of this AIDS Walk. Me and Rola, of course, we always sponsor this AIDS Walk every single year. Now, the first 2 years, of course, it was led by Stephen Hogan, of course. And Stephen was a great guy, of course, and Rola sung. Last year was the first year without us there because we don't live in Providence anymore. But we're going to be in Providence the week of September 20th. And, of course, I think Rola may be singing when the people come back from the walk. It's not finalized yet, but I think pretty much sure Rola's going to be there. Well, I mean, we'll be there to support her no matter what because, of course, we'll be in Rhode Island then. And, of course, I'll be there. And, of course, before we get to the fact, this is Labor Day weekend. We're, of course, recording this. And me and Rola, this will be after the fact, of course. Tonight, me and Rola will be on Channel 69, CW69, okay, to answering phones for the Jerry's Kids for the Labor Day Telethon. But that will be after the fact when this comes out, of course. But, of course, these two guys I interviewed, they're the top furniture guys in Rhode Island and Massachusetts, Ron and Pete Carty. Without Nick, I guess, but it's Nick, Ron, and Pete Carty. And this was taped on the Road Show on Fox Providence. Now, you know what's funny? Me and Rola was on Channel 12 before, the sister station of Fox Providence, on what's that show called? Rola's coming up next. What's that show called? Street Stories with Walt Buteau. And, of course, Channel 12 Fox Providence along with Claire Channel, WSNE up there. Of course, we'll probably be on WSNE Radio with George A. Castro because Roland and I always get interviewed on WSNE Radio when we're up in Providence. They're the sponsors of the AIDS Walk along with Losers Have the Derek Shapiro Show. So, of course, this explains it. We'll play it now from the interview of the AIDS Walk. This is the 25th anniversary, by the way, of the AIDS Walk. That's why it's very important to come out, support the AIDS Walk on September 26th right in front of the State House. Let's go.
Ben Horahan from AIDS Project Rhode Island. We're going to talk about the upcoming Walk for Life that's going to be presented by Carty's Furniture. Thanks so much for being here, guys.
My pleasure. Good morning. Good morning.
Now, Ron, why don't you tell us a little bit about the event in this year when it's going to be taking place?
Well, it's our 25th year of involvement, so we've been proud to be part of it, and it's a great organization. It's going to be Sunday the 26th. It's the last Sunday of the month, I believe. And it's going to start registration, pre-registration starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I believe it walks off at 9, it's right nine, around nine. There. Yeah. So it's right at the State House, and you can bring in teams from your schools or colleges or whichever you like, or in your office, whichever. It's done over the years a number of different ways, and we just look forward to the community's involvement. It's a great process.
Sounds great. Stephen, why don't you tell us a little bit about what the mission is and what it will serve?
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to the Cardies. They have been amazing help to us for 25 years. There's never been a thing that we've asked them for that they haven't come through for, and we're very, very, very happy about that. The project itself, we're not celebrating 25 years because we'd hope we'd be out of business by now, but unfortunately we're dealing with 25 years of people in Rhode Island who have HIV and AIDS. The services that we offer are advocacy. We raise the awareness of the event, of the issue. Part of this walk is going to be not only raising dollars, but also raising awareness, letting people in Rhode Island know that AIDS is still here. Uh-huh. It's something that we still have to care about, that we do wellness programs where we keep people well, make sure that they take their medications, give them access to medications, and also other things, nutritional supplements and others. And then the final piece is prevention. I'm out around the state, and we have others around the state, talking about AIDS, how you can prevent it. One of the things that everybody should know is that AIDS is a preventable disease. Yep. There's no reason that you have to be infected with AIDS.
Now, Pete, for the last 24 years, it's actually taken place at the beginning of the summer. You guys have shifted it now to the beginning of fall, but you've actually done that for a reason, right?
Yeah, and a lot of it is to get the college students involved. We're a big college community, and a lot of the kids wanted to get involved, a lot of the schools, but because everyone was going through either graduations or end of season, and they just didn't have the opportunity. Now we welcome all the schools to participate. You had mentioned you're at one of your alma maters, and they were honoring you.
Yeah.
So the Ben team, we hope, will be there, and we encourage a lot of schools to participate and join us. It's, as Ron said, the last Sunday of the month.
Okay.
It's in the morning. They can pre-register online right now. Go to Carty's.com or FoxProvidence.com. Get the information, register, get the...
Of course, that was Ron and Pete Cotty from Cotty's Furniture up in Providence, Rhode Island, and Swansea, Mass. They have a lot of Cotty's up in Boston, Braintree now, of course. And, of course, they know Roller very good. And they always love your music, Roller. But we're coming up to Roller in just a moment. We're going to interview, of course, Amber from Sisters for Life, the other half of Sisters for Life, because we like Ask You the Best. And so Amber wants to prove to us why we should like her, too. Now, but anyway, that's coming up next anyway. And thank you. We'll be up there again with Providence, Rhode Island on the 26th. So please support us. Roller hopefully will sing at the end of the walk, of course. And she'll throw out Sisters for Life from the end of the walk, of course, because none of Rhode Island really hears. Well, yeah, they do now. They know Sisters for Life because they hear the show, of course, up in Rhode Island. So, and up in Rhode Island next month on the 20th, by the way, I got to mention this. We're doing a concert at the, Tommy's Lounge. Yes, Tommy's Lounge with Russian Roulette with Dante, no, well, Dante's not confirmed, but Jay Profane, Russian's husband, Jay Rhythm, one of the founders of the Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, Jay Smooth, Jay Punk, Rick Ashman, and we have another band from New Jersey coming up, hopefully, all to benefit the AIDS Walk 2010, the 25th anniversary, so that's going to be that. Next up is Roller, but before that, we'll go to the number, two song for the month of August, which is Jagged Edge, featuring Trina in Gucci Mane with Tip of My Tongue, then we'll go with the Roller interview with Amber from Sisters for Life. And then we'll go with a new track from Roller, too, by the way. Then Cedric the Entertainer. Here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show.